Italian Wine Podcast. Cin Cin with Italian Wine People.
This podcast is brought to you by Lux Wines, importer of fine wines, bringing you exceptional wines from esteemed winemaking families Allegrini, Argiano, Yerman, Pieropan, Poggio al Tesoro, Renato Ratti, and Tornatore. Find out more at luxwines.com.
Hello, this is the Italian Wine Podcast with me, Monty Ward, and my guest today is
Felix Yerman.
Yeah, okay. Can you introduce me? No, I'm just saying, honestly, this is the Italian Wine Podcast with Felix Yerman, and my guest today is Monty. Go on, do that. We're going to talk about virtual reality, so this could make sense. Go on. One, two, three.
Well, welcome to the Italian Wine Podcast with Felix Yerman from Yerman Winery, and I would like to introduce our guest speaker today, Monty.
You're trying to steal my job. It's far better than me, and it's not even speaking in his native language. Anyway, Felix, very good to have you here. Now, very brief couple of words about your family, and then we'll get into the virtual reality side of things.
Exciting.
Yeah.
What do you want to know?
Everything.
Everything. Well, that's very general, though.
Okay, so very briefly, where is the Yerman Winery and Vineyard, briefly?
Okay.
Where is it?
We are in Friuli, okay. Northeast Italy, so right on the border with Slovenia and right below Austria.
And which generation of Yerman are you?
We are the sixth generation.
The sixth generation.
Yes.
So basically we talk about what would normally be classed as a traditional family-owned winery that does pretty much the same thing as everybody else in its region, but you are...
No, I'm not saying that in a pejorative sense,
I'm just saying that. But you guys are doing something different. So tell me what it is that you're doing that is particularly different. I mean, you're a fashionista. Sitting down there, you could be... If I was looking at you, I think we could be in the fashion industry because you're very flamboyantly dressed, shall we say. Obviously, you're in the wine industry, but also you have another string to your bow in terms of this thing called augmented or virtual reality. Is that correct?
Yes.
So tell me, what is that? And why are you developing it at the Yerman Winery?
Basically, it's an experience. We're bringing you the winery and our vineyards to you. So when we travel, we will have it with us and we'll be able to exactly show you how our winery is. You'll basically be able to be in the vineyards, be in the winery. You almost want to touch the grapes, or you will almost touch the grapes.
Okay.
Because all 360 around you, you will have us, you will have our vineyards, you have the plants, you have the grapes. You'll be tasting with us in our own environment in Friuli, on our hills. And everywhere you look around, you'll see something. So it's quite unique. You really feel like you're in it. The first time I've tried it, actually, I was standing and I felt a little bit disoriented because I just found myself in another space.
So let's say, I'm still no nearer to understanding what a virtual reality is. So we're in the winery and I'm the virtual reality salesman and you've bought the virtual reality kit.
Mm-hmm.
What is in the box? What is the kit?
Well, the kit is a set of goggles.
Set of goggles,
these glasses, where you'll be able to have different experiences. So there's, I believe there's five chapters, five different things you can actually dive into. So one of them is the winery, one of them is our vineyards, one of them is our experience in the winery, so our hospitality service, our kitchen, tasting with us on the Capo Martino Hill, which is one of our most prestigious vineyards and prime location. And you'll be in the winery with me, my father, my grandfather. You have elements where you have my other brother Michele, my sister Silvia. There's another moment where we are cheering together, basically at the end of harvest, which is we normally always gather around at the end of harvest. So at each day we gather together, just basically talk of how the day went. We basically taste the grapes with our grandparents, with our father, with our other family members, and then we see what's up tomorrow, what we can improve. Basically, just like a little catch up of the day because we are all spread out.
So what is the difference between, I put these goggles on,
mm-hmm.
why don't you just put a little film up on the internet like any normal sane person would do? How do you actually make the bit that when I put the goggles on I can see, if I move my head you're saying I can see different things. What is the technology that allows you to do that?
So I'm not the expert of the technology, they were just asking.
Well, it's nice to see you. Doors on the left hand side.
No, but basically, if it's like, imagine being, so you don't see us, but right now, if you'll be here talking with us, I'll be able to look at you, Monty, and see you. I'll be able to look at my brother on my left side, and I'll see him.
Who is actually physically in the studio?
Yes, actually.
Just he's close, so now we know he's here. He's got a glass of water in his hand.
And if I look behind, I see here your logo of the Italian Wine Podcast, and I can look below and I see my feet and the ground, and that's exactly how this thing works. Whereas in the video, you just see the screen and you see what the screen basically
only
tells
one perspective
you, tells you to see. Here, while you hear us talking, while we're basically in the doing, in the harvest, in the winery making the wine, in the experience, in the kitchen cooking, you'll basically be able to explore all the room and all of the aspects of that room.
Okay, so you obviously had a company come in to help you with a virtual reality.
Yes, so this was actually a partnership with our importer, our American importer, Lux. It was like a kind of a marketing idea that we decided to do so that not a lot of people can actually come all the way there to our winery. Okay. So we decided to bring it to them with this virtual reality experience.
So what is so does somebody come to your estate and film the estate?
Yes, so basically during the end of the harvest, we filmed for 2 to 3 days. I don't remember exactly, but like all full days from the morning until the night. And this is like these special cameras that basically have eyes or like all around it. It's like a ball. It has eyes all around it, so that's how it captures everything. And then through their computer software program, they basically put it all together. We have like ground footage in our vineyards. We have sky footage. Drone footage above our vineyards actually coming into our vineyards as well. So it's very kind of interacting. You like 20 minutes, which is like the full experience. If you decide to have all the 5 experiences, all the 5 journeys, is you don't get bored. Like, you honestly, you want to see more.
So when they came to film you and your brother or brothers, you know, they turned up and they said hi, you know, with a virtual reality team. What did they make you do? Talk, walk, climb,
everything,
run,
basically.
Smile. Scream.
Basically, they were with us doing the harvest. So they came and filmed us in our vineyards when we were doing the harvest. So they picked the grapes with us. Then we were in the winery making the wine, tasting the wine. We were in the kitchen cooking. So it's we basically just did what we do every day. Just this time it wasn't filmed. So it's nothing new for us. The only part new was the recording and the video.
So it was just like somebody making a normal documentary TV thing with obviously the cameras look different. I get
yes,
that with the different
yes,
lenses on, but it was fundamentally it was men and women, a camera crew walking around taking images, which is
exactly
film,
yeah,
or
yeah.
Digital
I
film.
I guess yeah. I mean, I'm not very used to this. But
so it wasn't like intrusive or anything like that.
It was something we planned.
And they interviewed you. Did they ask you questions and interview you?
Yes. Wait, they don't ask us questions. It's we kind of narrate about our family, about our
you
wives.
Narrate it.
Yes.
Right. So they make the image, the actual image track.
Exactly.
And then when they've done that, you and your brother or your family will make
exactly.
They explain here we're making the wine or whatever. Okay.
Yes, not so simply, but
how are you
yes.
good as a, yeah? How are you as a narrator? You good?
I don't know. I tried my best.
you're very good on the podcast. I mean, you know, if the winemaking thing doesn't work out and this whole virtual reality thing turns out to be a bankrupt kind of waste of time, you could certainly fill my shoes here.
Okay.
You're far better dressed, far more articulate. English isn't your first language. You speak it better than me. I'm feeling a little bit insecure. But one thought I've had about this virtual reality thing is it must be incredibly useful to save you guys from having to get on a plane and meet people face to face, that they can get a real experience of you by sitting at home or sitting in their office if they're a wine importer, say in San Francisco, for example. They don't need you to get on a plane and burn lots of gas and stick lots of carbon in the atmosphere. We can
yes.
get the experience of you without necessarily being in the same room
exactly.
as you. Is that why you've done it in a certain sense?
It's definitely an aspect of it. Our main idea behind it is to bring you the winery, because even though we show you with pictures or we explain it to you in words, seeing it in 360 and feeling like you're actually in the winery or in our vineyards, it's a whole different experience. Not our words cannot express that.
Sure.
But yes, it will be very useful for us, especially in the American market, where we do a lot of work and we are focusing a lot of our energies in the market. And this, we hope, will really show you how Yerman is different. You know, you asked me before why Yerman is different. You know, we have
your clothing.
Well, in Italian they say the clothing doesn't make the priest.
There you go.
Which is very true. We are definitely our clothing maybe represents how our wines are, which are very vibrant, very energetic, young and exciting to drink and taste, and definitely very pleasant as well, because you drink a glass and you want to have another one and you want to finish the bottle, and then you go two and three and you don't know when to finish.
Steady.
But yeah, ours, you know, our generations really like build upon. My father really did a lot of work in a winery, basically turning our kind of my kind of simple wine style of my grandfather into more sophisticated, elegant white wines that can be drinked at dinners, prepared with food. They have a long life to it. Before, it was a little bit of a different concept. We made basically the wine where we also had the cows. So imagine what kind of product you will be able to receive out of this. And my father really focused its ideas and its work into making the wine, and slowly basically erased, or not erased, but we kind of eliminated the farm aspect to our family and to our business basically. My grandfather, the main business was actually selling fruit, but smartly my father realized that you will never be able to be successful or become like a little bit more economically wealthy if you only sell fruit. You have to take this fruit and then turn it into a special product, your product, our wine.
Yeah, adding value by making the wine yourself.
Exactly.
I want to say thanks to my guest today, Felix Yerman, who's been telling us about a little bit more about the family winery in Friuli, and also about this augmented reality way of presenting the winery using special glasses. And so basically in a few generations you've gone from making wine in the cow shed, as you said, to creating experiential audio video films
exactly
to sell your wine. Right, okay. And I think it's as I said earlier on, I think one of the advantages of this is we can get the whole you experience. I mean, you're a very charismatic guy. Obviously watching you in goggles will be slightly different, but still I'm quite sure your charisma would come through, and those are the rest of your family. And I think if it allows a lot of the wine traders, we spend far too much time on planes, all of us, burning gas and sticking up in the atmosphere, which is just not sustainable on any level. If this helps us reduce that footprint without diluting your charisma and your brand values and your family history, and even augmented reality, then I think it's a really good thing. Well done.
We are definitely very pro on the sustainability. And you see that in our wines, you see it now with this initiative, and you know, we live in our environment. So if we destroy that, then there's also no more wine.
Yeah.
So it's a bad ending.
Nice one. Okay, thanks a lot, Felix Yerman, and hope to see you in Friuli sometime.
Thank you, Monty.
With or without the goggles on.
We are waiting for you.
All right, nice one. Take it easy.
Ciao.
This podcast has been brought to you by Lux Wines, importer of fine wines, bringing you exceptional wines from esteemed winemaking families. Allegrini, Argiano, Yerman, Pieropan, Poggio al Tesoro, Renato Ratti, and Tornatore. Find out more at luxwines.com.
Follow Italian Wine Podcast on Facebook and Instagram.